This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joined as usual by my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you want to get some more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with B-U-S-K. .com. And of course, while you're on the website, make sure you check out that radio and TV show page. You can check out some of our past shows. And for the radio show, you can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music now. In addition to all of that, you also have the ability to schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation right there on the website. It's very easy to do, and you can see our calendar and availability right there on that website. Now, retirees and near retirees got good news recently with the Social Security Administration's announcement of a 3.2% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, increase that will go into effect in 2024. Now, the news of that COLA jump is described in a Kiplinger article that's headlined, Social Security COLA to Rise 3.2% in 2024, What to Know. But before we get into that, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great. In fact, still coming down off the high that was my daughter's birthday, and birthdays, plural. I have two daughters. Our oldest turned 21 on November 3rd. And our youngest turned 19 on November 5th. I don't know why we did that, to have their birthday so close. I guess we can knock it out all at once. That helps.
Right? But before the holidays,
that
too.
That was crazy. But we had all three of our kids were back visiting, and we made a big meal. We actually kind of made a Thanksgiving meal a little early, but we had turkey and mashed potatoes and the whole work. So that was kind of fun. But other than that, yeah. I've just been keeping busy. Sue, how have you been?
I have been great.
Good.
You know, it's just always, you know, busy, busy, busy. If I'm not working, you can find me with my grandchildren. It's, you know, only two spots.
Yeah.
Only two places that I am.
I know you love spending but, yeah. time with the grandkids, and I think that's so yeah. important. And you guys are both very family-oriented. I love that about you. That's one thing I love about working with you guys, because I'm the same way. I love my kids. I don't have any grandkids yet, but I'm sure that day will come. Now, I know that this time of year, it's crazy busy, isn't it, Cole? I mean, we've got the holidays coming up. A lot of people, you may have clients that are retiring starting the first yeah. of the year. So it's a busy time for you too, I bet.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we're gearing up for year end. So we're doing a lot of year end planning for clients and doing some things along those lines. Like you said, we've got a lot of people that are retiring towards the end of the year here and getting ready for and making that transition as of January 1. So we've been helping them get their health insurance in order and get all of those ducks in a row, so to speak, so that they're prepared for that transition and just making it as easy as we possibly can for them. And of course, then shortly thereafter comes tax season. And of course, we'll be real busy through tax season as well with all of our clients that we assist with doing tax returns for.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, you're a one-stop shop there. You have tax professionals there, financial advisors, fiduciaries to make sure that you're looking out for your client's best interest. You want to minimize that tax burden, maximize the retirement and financial investments. So that's important. And if our listeners out there at any time have questions about that, they can just pick up the phone, give you a call, head to the website, and we'll give that information out later on in the show again as well. But, you know, I'm just can't believe, you know, Social Security is so important. We mention it a lot. But it's such a critical part of retirement for countless retirees. Sue, what do you want to start us off with today?
Well, Tony, the COLA increase means that more than 66 million Social Security recipients will see an average monthly increase of $50. Now, while that might not seem like a tremendous amount of money, an extra $50 a month and $600 a year, well, it may make purchasing groceries and other necessities a little easier for some retirees and other people who rely on Social Security. Now, other adjustments that begin each January are determined by the increase in average wages. The article notes that according to that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax will jump from $160,200 to $168,600. Now, for more information, you can visit the Social Security Administration website, referred to as ssa.gov, and view a document called the COLA Fact Sheet. Now, you can also reach out to your financial services professional to discuss what 2024 Social Security changes may mean for you and your financial strategy.
Well, I think you make some great points there, and we're talking about the COLA today, and of course, you guys know every time you say we're going to talk about COLA on the show, I always immediately think of the Coke and Pepsi wars, RC Cola.
RC Cola.
I crack open a Coke Zero. That's my soda of choice. Yeah. But COLA, the cost of living adjustment, is really important, obviously. And sure, $50 a month might not sound like a lot. But as you noted, Sue, when you remember the $50 a month is $600 a year, all of a sudden you have a small pile of money that may help some people out there deal with increased costs of, you know, things, goods, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's right, Tony. And the COLA adjustment for Social Security benefits, as well as Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, is entitled to assist retirees in keeping up with the increasing living expenses. Now, the article notes it's almost like purchasing inflation protection on a private annuity. The Social Security Act binds the annual COLA to the rise in the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, the article adds that, according to some experts, the Consumer Price Index report indicates that the Federal Reserve's moves to reduce inflation with an aggressive series of interest rate hikes is beginning to show positive results.
Well, that's good. And I think there have been plenty of questions about the various rate hikes we've seen over the last year or so. And if the CPI or Consumer Price Index report shows those rate hikes have been worth it, I think that's good news. What the Fed has been doing seems to be working.
That's right, Tony. And the Social Security Administration will begin mailing notices about the increase to recipients in early December. So if you have a personal My Social Security account, you can view your COLA notice online. And you can also set up text or email alerts that will send you new messages about COLA if you activate this choice before November 14th. Now, if you're already working with a financial services professional, you can reach out to them as well, because many financial services professionals are well-versed in the ins and outs of Social Security and can answer many of those questions.
Well, and that's really important, and it's important to work with your financial services professional for folks to give you guys a call. I know that you have been helping people maximize Social Security for a long, long time, right?
Oh, absolutely. I can't even remember when we first started talking about that with clients. Yeah. It's been a long time, well over 10 years, that's for sure. Now, the article also notes that the Senior Citizens League, one of the country's biggest nonpartisan senior groups, had been predicting a 3.2% increase based on what had been seeing with the rise of consumer price data throughout last August. Now, while this year's COLA increase is much lower than the 8.7% increase beneficiaries received for 2023, which was the biggest increase in 40 years, mind you, it's still bigger than the average during the past 20 years, which was 2.6%.
Wow. Okay. So obviously, I think it's, I know there are a lot of calculations, but can you give us a quick refresher, Sue, on how COLA is determined?
Sure, Tony. The Social Security Administration determines the percentage change between average prices in the third quarter of the current year with the third quarter of last year. Now, the fourth quarter isn't used to make the determination because those numbers generally aren't released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics until mid-January. And obviously, the Social Security Administration needs to make its adjustments prior to January 1st.
Okay. So your office has a strategy tool that speaks to the importance of Social Security. I know you have the Social Security Maximization Report too, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. You couldn't be more right. We actually have, we offer the Harnessing the Power of Social Security, which is a guide that highlights different strategies that you may be able to utilize to better ensure you're getting everything you can out of your monthly Social Security payment. Remember, Social Security is something that you earned. So make sure that you're making a financial strategy decision that will allow you to maximize it. The reality is that many people leave Social Security income sitting on the table because they don't realize the importance of filing when it's most advantageous for their assets and goals. But harnessing the power of Social Security can help determine your ideal filing date, along with that maximization report that Tony just mentioned.
Yeah, and that's really good. I think the Social Security Maximization Report and the information about how to harness the power of Social Security is so good. How can our listeners out there get that, Cole?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445 to request their copy, or they can visit the website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation so that we can discuss Social Security's 2024 cost of living adjustment and also Social Security in general and how it fits into your financial strategy and your retirement goals.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion here on Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Now, Sue and Cole, I think the news that you shared in our first segment about COLA rising, even if it's somewhat modest, that's a positive development, and I think that's good. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, a lot of clients name Social Security as their top concern when we sit down with them to discuss their financial strategy and retirement goals. And that certainly makes sense, given that Social Security can be a big part of retirement for many people, no matter how well they've saved and invested. Now, as we chat, many people are generally surprised when we tell them that there are some simple steps that they can take to increase their monthly Social Security payment. Now, during this segment, we'll highlight some of what we discuss when meeting with clients about Social Security. Now, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Ways to Increase Your Social Security Payments, and it reinforces some of the things that we share with our clients. First, because your Social Security payment is determined by your earnings history and how old you are when you enroll, it's possible to increase your monthly payment by waiting until you're older to file. Now, continuing to work even after you've retired from your previous career and seeking pay raises throughout your working years are also ways to secure a larger Social Security payment.
Right. And like so many other things in our lives, maximizing your Social Security payment often comes down to timing, right, Cole?
Absolutely, Tony. And the length of your career also matters a great deal for your eventual payment from Social Security. It's essential to work a minimum of 35 years because your Social Security benefit is calculated using your 35 highest earning years. Now, if you don't work at least 35 years, those non-working years are then calculated as zeros, which means that your monthly payment is going to be smaller. But that means that if you work longer than 35 years, a bigger earning year will cancel out a smaller earning year when your benefit is calculated. So again, consider working at least 35 years. And if your career is longer than that, focus on increasing your yearly salary as much as you can.
Well, yeah, and you definitely want to do that, and that'll help. We all want to make as much money as possible, but it really does help. I mean, if you increase your salary, that's good. There is a cap, though, right? I mean, if I make too much money, it doesn't keep going up, right?
You are correct, Tony. And while driving your annual income as high as you can is always a wise move. Now, when it comes to Social Security, there is a max amount of earnings that's subject to the Social Security tax and therefore used for calculating your retirement benefit. And that amount changes yearly for inflation. Now, in 2023, earnings up to $160,200 are used to calculate your future payment. Anything higher than $160,200 isn't taxed by Social Security and therefore won't factor into your monthly payment during retirement.
Okay. So obviously you have to be aware of all the rules and the ins and outs, and that's where you guys come in so we don't have to keep track of all of this. You'll help us out with this. What does the article, though, Cole, have to say about Social Security's full retirement age and its impact on your monthly payment? That can have a difference too, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And while it's correct that you may begin receiving Social Security when you turn 62, we often suggest to people that we work with to think long and hard before filing at that age, because it will mean a smaller monthly payment. And don't forget that your benefit won't go up outside of the normal inflationary adjustments. Right now, the full retirement age is 66 for anyone born between 1943 and 1954, and from there, the full retirement age rises in two-month increments for those born in 1955 to 66 and 10 months for those born in 1959, and then 67 is the full retirement age for anyone who was born in 1960 or later.
Well, yeah, and the full retirement age, of course, it's 67 for myself. That's good. But what's the latest a person can file for Social Security, Sue?
Well, as the U.S. News and World Report article describes, your monthly payment continues to rise by 8% a year after your full retirement age until you turn 70. Now, after you've reached that important birthday, there's no longer any financial benefit in waiting to file. So let's use real numbers to further emphasize the point. Let's say you're eligible for a benefit of $1,000 a month when you turn 67. Now, but by delaying it until you turn 70 to file, your benefit would grow to $1,240 a month. Now, that larger amount is permanent for the rest of your life and increases with inflation. So initially, $240 a month may not sound like a lot of money, but for many older folks, an extra $240 can likely address a significant amount of their monthly grocery bill.
Well, yeah, and who doesn't want that increase? And, of course, the more your Social Security benefit, the more it's going to increase as you let it roll up. And so that's good. That's why you want those high-earning years before you file, and then you might want to wait to file depending on your life expectancy and your personal situation. And I know you talked about this at the beginning of the show, that Social Security is, it's really a foundation for retirement planning. It's essential for so many people. And because of that, choosing when to enroll, I think, causes anxiety. But it is important. It doesn't have to be that stressful, though, does it?
I think you're right, Tony. I think a lot of people do, get a little anxious about making that decision. And if you're feeling apprehensive or overwhelmed by Social Security, we'd recommend working closely with a trusted financial services professional who has the skills and experience to confidently guide you through the Social Security process. It's certainly never a bad step to put an experienced person in your corner. And don't forget about harnessing the power of Social Security, our exclusive tool that can help make better sense of the Social Security process. Now, one element of this tool is that Social Security maximization report we've mentioned a few times. Together, we can use this report to show you how different filing dates for you and potentially a spouse may change your future monthly benefit. Harnessing the power of Social Security has data and insights that can help you determine a Social Security filing date that truly works for your broader financial strategy.
All right. And I know you can run that Social Security maximization report as well for our listeners out there at no charge if they set up that complimentary consultation. That's really important. why don't we take a moment here to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Cole?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and we're going to keep the show rolling here. It began by addressing recent news that Social Security's annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is set to rise by 3.2% starting on January 1st, 2024, at the beginning of the new year. And then you pivoted to a conversation about steps we can take to ensure a larger monthly Social Security payment, which is always good. What do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, Tony, let's continue with that U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Ways to Increase Your Social Security Payments. The next key point is claiming spousal payments. So if you're married, you can take some relatively simple measures to better ensure that you maximize your Social Security payments as a couple. Now, spouses can receive payments based on their own work record or as much as 50% of the higher earnings spouse's record. Now, in this scenario, the lower earning spouse must enroll for spousal payments at their full retirement age to receive the 50% spousal payment. Now, the spousal payment percentage goes down if you begin benefits before your full retirement age. Now, if you were married for at least 10 years, you can also claim Social Security based on an ex-spouse's work history.
Okay, so I think the spousal benefit is something that flies a bit under the radar for a lot of people, Sue. I'm glad you brought that up, especially regarding ex-spouses. But it's clearly something that can make a significant financial difference for a lot of people, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely worth investigating. Now, the article's next interesting point is to make sure that you're adequately considering your family. If you qualify for either Social Security retirement or disability and have dependent kids younger than 19, including biological children, stepchildren, or adopted children, you may be able to get monthly Social Security payments for them that are worth up to half of your full retirement benefit up to certain limits. Typically, qualifying children must be younger than 18 and unmarried, full-time high school students no older than 19, or severely disabled prior to age 22. Additionally, a spouse who is caring for a dependent child younger than 16 may also qualify for additional benefits, but there is a limit on how much family members can receive. The amount is generally 150 to 180% of the parent's full benefit amount.
Yeah, and I think it's understandable that the idea of having to take care of a loved one can be scary, but hopefully it's comforting to know Social Security money will be there to help make that process at least a little easier from a financial standpoint.
That's right. And the next way to potentially max out your monthly payment is to not make too much money during retirement. So if you enroll in Social Security before your full retirement age but continue working, part of your benefit can be temporarily withheld. So Social Security enrollees younger than the full retirement age who make more than $21,240 in 2023 will see $1 withheld for every $2 they earn above the limit. Now, the year you reach your full retirement age, the cap jumps to $56,520, and the penalty drops to $1 withheld for every $3 you earn above the cap. So once you hit your full retirement age, you can work and receive Social Security payments simultaneously without penalty, and your Social Security payment will be recalculated to provide credit for any payments that were withheld previously in addition to your continued earnings.
Okay. So you got to watch out for the rules there. If you're going to work and collect Social Security, it doesn't always work out that well. Cole, what does the article tell us about Social Security taxes?
Well, Tony, you may have to pay taxes on part of your Social Security income during retirement. Minimizing how much you pay is really important. Presently, if the total of your adjusted gross income, non-taxable interest, and half of your Social Security benefit is more than $25,000 for individuals or $32,000 for couples, up to 50% of your benefit may be taxable. And if your income is $34,000 or more for individuals or $44,000 for couples, income taxes may be required on up to 85% of your benefit. And note that tax thresholds aren't adjusted annually for inflation.
Oh, okay. So that's good to know. A lot of people probably didn't even realize Social Security could be taxed. And if anybody out there listening wanted another good reason to meet with a financial professional like yourself, Sue and Cole, I think Social Security and taxes are a couple of great reasons right there.
That's right, Tony. Maximizing survivor benefits is another step to be aware of. When a spouse dies, the other spouse may be eligible for survivor benefits. Specifically, the surviving spouse may inherit the deceased spouse's Social Security payment if it's larger than their own benefit. So, for example, if a husband gets a $2,000 monthly Social Security payment and his wife receives $1,500 each month, she may qualify to receive $2,000 a month after her husband's death. Now, a simple way to increase the amount your spouse receives upon your death is to not file for Social Security before you've turned 70.
Yeah, you know, nobody enjoys thinking about their passing, but that said, I think most people would take comfort in the notion that we may be able to take measures that will ensure our spouse or our family gets a larger monthly Social Security benefit after we're gone for our spouse. And I think that's really important. You know, we're almost out of time for today's show. This has been a great episode. Cole, do you have anything else for our listeners out there before we say goodbye today?
Just a final mention, Tony, that if you have Social Security questions regarding the upcoming cost of living adjustment increase or maximizing your monthly Social Security benefit, or you'd like to discuss our exclusive Harnessing the Power of Social Security tool, please visit our website at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Or give us a call at 715-355-4445 to discuss how our team might be able to help answer your questions and address your concerns. Of course, it's always our goal to help you prepare for the retirement that you've worked so hard for.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Cole. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.